Okay, here we go. 10 short ideas. Haggadah Marathon, Part 1. Tavshin Peidalin, our learning Shalil Nishmas. My father-in-law of Avram Abba, Ben Rav Moshe Chaim. Shemin Tzol, Shav Rasson, Rav Chai, Shav Esat Yehila, Basu, Rav Gabriel Pinchas. And for Besoros, Tovros, and Eretz Yisrael throughout the world. We're going to go from preparing for the Seder until this until Chol Marba Harezim Meshubach, before we get to the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva. Good. So here we go. Idea number one brought us from Rav Biederman, in the great Haggadah from Rav Melech HaMaggadah, brought by my Rebbe Rav Shuli Besser. Incredible ideas. A lot from there. So Rav Biederman quotes the Maharal and says, we have to know that Leil HaSeder, every single Jew is like the Kohen Gadol. The Maharal says, every single Jew is like the Kohen Gadol. That's why some of us have the custom to wear a kittel. The vote of each individual has the power to shake Shemayim. The Shomer Emunim of Aral HaRoth decided to prepare for the Seder as did the Kohen Gadol by secluding himself. Just like the Kohen Gadol had to seclude himself for 7 days, so too Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rav Aharon HaRoth, he wouldn't let anyone into his room. He wanted to be fully engaged and fully getting ready for the incredible Yontif. On the side note, Reb Lazer Geldzahler, Zatzal, also my Rebbe, and he says, a great Meiser, Shuli Besser brings down in the story, is that he once came to his Mashpacha in Milwaukee, and he was sitting next to a Yid. It was talking about mundane things. And you know what Reb Lazer did? He talked to him about the mundane things. Because the mundane things that happen to someone else is actually holiness. So someone starts talking to you about sports or politics, you don't say, oh, it's a Seder night, I can't talk to you. That's not the avoida. And I think Rav Kluger here really encapsulates, before we even get to Kaddish, we have to understand, everyone wants their Seder to be beautiful, and the kids sitting there nicely, and everyone saying their divrei Torah, but let's be honest. Honest to honest truth. Most of the time, I guess my Seder is, and the kids are running around, nothing's perfect, something's going on. Let's listen to Rav Kluger's words and my Soul Desire, which is a translation, Ois Chavakish. With regard to the running of the Seder, we enjoy the freedom and let Hashem run it as He pleases. We let go of our expectations of the children, of our spouse, and of ourselves. The children may sit obediently at the table, or you know what? They may not. Our husband may give the children the attention we hope for, or maybe he may not. The house may be spotless when we get to the Seder, or maybe our energetic children may have already managed to make a new mess. Or we may be so tired we can hardly concentrate on the Haggadah itself. But we are not worried about all this, says Rav Kluger. It doesn't matter to us all. We are happy with whatever Hashem decides. That's real cheres. The Seder is not going as planned. We say to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, if you want it this way, I'm happy with it. This is our task on Pesach, the gift of this special day as well, to be happy with however Hashem leads us. It's the whole avoid of Pesach. Vidatem, teda. Chag Amuna. It's Maisa. The Seder night, we want to have the Gevaldik night, and we want to be Amish, be like the Kohen Gadol, but we have to be like Reb Lazer of Kluger also, to be expectational, to not have any expectations, and let the night go, how it's supposed to go. Idea number two. Ben Rav Biederman quotes in Kaddish, then we get to Kaddish, Zman Cheruseinu, we say in Kiddush, Zman Cheruseinu, Mika Kodesh Zeichel Tzietz Mitzrayim. Says the Maharal, the essence of Cherus is self-sufficiency. A ben chayrin is one who is not dependent on others for his livelihood, for his sense of self-worth, or in order to just get through the day. Such a person is truly free. If we eat maror to recall the bitter servitude, says the Maharal, well, why also do we eat something sweet to symbolize our freedom? The whole night is talking about our freedom. We're talking about how we went from bitterness to freedom, and we have the maror, so shouldn't we have like a sweet apple, like honey? What's going on here, says the Maharal. The Maharal says an incredible answer. He says, how do we mark our cheros? We mark our cheros with matzah. Basic, simple. This is because a person who needs to taste sweet food and to experience the joy of freedom is not free. The one who is happy with matzah, devoid of taste, expresses freedom in this very fact. Someone who is happy with what he has, that's real cheros. And that guy kind of goes with what Rav Kluger is saying. The whole avoda of Pesach, the whole avoda of the Seder is to let go. Let go of your expectations. What's real cheres? Real cheres is matzah. You know how we do mark cheres. We mark the cheres. Yes, it's lechem oni, but it's also our cheres. It represents our cheres that we are able to be free. And how does it represent freedom? It's basic, simple. No matzah pizza, no cream cheese, no nothing. Simple, basic matzah. That is true freedom, when you don't need anything else. Beautiful idea from Rav Biederman, from the Maharal. Idea number three. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Imre Emes. I got an old Haggadah from Rav Shor. Me'otzer HaMachshava. It's a Likud from Rav Shor. I believe it's from Tavshin Nun Zayin. Tavshin Nun Zayin, 1997. So he quotes the Imre Emes, Kaddish Urchatz. He puts, what's the avoida of Kaddish Urchatz? He says, usually we know the Pasuk of Tehillim, we say it every Shabbos, Sum Merav Asei Tov. First, a person has to go away from the evil, and then do good. So why over here is it Kaddish, Asei Tov, and then Urchatz, which is Sum Merav? He says, because, says the Imre Emes, this night is different than any other night. El Shazes Skulam Yucheres Laila Zesha Pesach, Shvicholas Adam Agila Kedusha, Av Shadayin Lotar Tadat Legamri. A person can reach tremendous levels even if he didn't do the Avodah, even if he didn't do the preparations, because the Kedusha of this night brings the prison. Remember, we are on the 49th level of Tumah, says the Nehemiah Emes. And that ability to get transformed from the 49th level to Mamash to be freed, that happens again. Just like we are on the 49th of HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Came choshana balayla zayochol adam agilik dusha af bli tahare mikoydim. Why is it Kaddish Urchatz? Dafkat's Kaddish Urchatz. To show us, and to represent us, and to teach us that all other nights, yes, we have to go away from the evil and then do good. But says the Imamis, this night represents and it marks the Kaddusha, the energy, the DNA of this night is different than any other night. That we have the ability, even if we messed up, and even if we didn't do the proper hachanas, even if we were not in the best headspace, Kaddish Urchatz. Every single, just like the Jewish people were taken out on the 49th level of Tumah, so too, we could also be, we just jump right in to the Kaddish, and the Urchatz will follow as well. That's what Rav Yossi Zagatitsky was talking about. We had a tremendous level of Kedusha and Or on Pesach night, and then we work our way up to be able to attain it, gradually coming Svira. One step at a time. That's a little above my pay grade, but that's an incredible insight from the Imre Emes. Parenthetically, this is not the, I'll give you 3B, and Sumerah Ve'Asei Tov. What's the Vav? Sumerah Ve'Asei Tov. So the Avnei Nezer says, the Avnei Nezer, the Sakhar Shavar, the Rebbe, the father of the Shem Yishmuel, the son-in-law of the Kotzker, he says, beautiful idea. Sumerah Ve'Asei Tov, Sumerah Ayidei Asei Tov. How do you go away from the Mitzrayim in our lives? How do you go from the evil? How do you go from the Yesh of what's going on in the war? How do you go from what's going to be with Iran? How do you do that? Get away from the evil, the negative, pessimistic feelings? Asei Tov. Torah, Tefillah, Chesed. By keeping yourself busy with holy matters, then the evil, and then the negativity, that all goes away. Beautiful idea for the Imre Emes, Avnezer, idea number 4. Idea number 4, Karpas. What's the avoid of Karpas? So I saw Ravinarin brings, and I saw in other Haggadahs as well. Karpas. Because, what's Karpas? Karpas is the vegetable we dip in salt water. And many of the vegetables used for Karpas, they grow underground, and they're almost entirely covered by dirt. But what says Yismach, so the Alexander Rebbe, what do we teach? But what does Karpas teach us? Tonight they sit on the table of kings, a cherished object of a mitzvah and vessel of the ultimate glory, that every year on this night, as the name of the Yizantov denotes, Pesach, every single one of us can skip. Pesach can skip and reach a place so much higher than we've been until now. It might be that all in our nights, the karpas is, you know, it's like, it's not even an appetizer. It's on the table even before you get there. If you're lucky, you get a piece of a cucumber, a piece of lettuce, whatever. At the end of the day, karpas shows us that even if a Jew is mamish on a low level, filled with tremendous dirt, says Yisnach Yisrael, on this night, every Jew's a king, every Jew's a queen. Never give up hope. Ein Shem Yesh. Love is that different. Yisbach Shrael, deal number 5. So we did Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. I saw beautiful Sasemis. Why do we hide the Afikomen? Right? We break the middle matzah, and we keep the larger half for the Afikomen. Why do we hide the Afikomen? Says the Heiliger Sasemis. The matzah reminds us of the Geula from Mitzrayim. We hide it in order to express our emunah, our bitachon, our great belief that at the time of the future redemption, maybe today, we will see great miracles again. Even though right now Hashem's ways are hidden from us. So we hide it. Because even though we don't see it, even though we saw what happened last Shabbos with Iran, and we saw tremendous, tremendous nisim in the flows, and if you think that's just, excuse me, stam, stam, oh, we shot, no, those are mamish nisim. Those things are mamish. This is Ikvas of the Mashiach. We're seeing miracles mamish. Says the Sasemis, why do we hide the Afikomen? We hide it. And especially the bigger part, because we know we will see great miracles again, even though right now we don't see it, even though we don't understand how October 7th could happen. Even if the whole world is upside down and Israel is the bad guy, and this and then, unbelievable. Yet we know, and yet we know that in the future, may it be soon, we have to hold on tight, because we're mamash seeing it. Hold on tight to know that we break the Afikomen and put the larger part away, because we know, even though right now it's hidden, from us, we know that there will be animame buna shleva vias hamashiach, dia number 6. So now we get to Magid. Magid. Halach ma'anya kol dichan yesu v'yechol. We invite everyone to be able to come to our home. Rav Biederman quotes the Chasam Sofer and also quotes a beautiful Maharal. And I'll add in another Chasam Sofer at the end on Halach ma'anya. What's going on over here? We're inviting. If we invite anyone who wants to come eat, how is that possible? Chasam Sofer tells us an incredible answer. That reveals so much about the night of what's going on. How could a person be bound by nature and limited by space? Whoever is hungry, how do we have room for that? He says, no, it's not true. Because you know the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Ribbono Shel Olam is there listening, and suddenly our home of limitation has no more boundaries. Tonight the Jew perceives that there will be a place and there will be food no matter who comes. For the only reality is his presence. Says the Chasam Sofer, you're right. Alpi Teva, it doesn't make sense. How could we invite every poor person in the entire world? But tonight's not Alpi Teva. Tonight, let's say tonight, is the Malamina Teva. So whoever comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make room for them. Idea number 2, the Rav Biederman quotes. The Maharal, we said this before, we'll say it again. Every Jew is a Kohen Gadol. And if every Jew is a Kohen Gadol, then what's your home? Your home has become the properties of the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that there was no dimensions in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was above Lamalim in the Tevel. There's nothing too small for them. Everything was Lamalim in the Tevel. And we know that the Bid Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, then no one ever said, Sarali b'malchum hazeh in Yerushalayim. No one ever said that. So the Pashup Shot is exactly what we just said. The Yerushalayim, and specifically the Malchum HaMikdash, expanded Lamalim in the Teva. Rabbi Goldberg Shlita said last year an incredible answer, and I think it's a tremendous, tremendous idea, especially this Pesach, especially maybe sometimes getting together with families, sometimes a little bit complicated, or a little squishy. What's the Avoida? Says Rabbi Goldberg from the Chasam Sofer. You know what? You have in Yerushalayim? It was tight. Don't say that it was a miracle. It was tight. But you know what? No one said Sarli Malkum Hazeh because they were in Yerushalayim. They were in Yerushalayim. They don't care. They just cared to be together with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They cared to get together with the Mishpacha. They cared to be together with family. It was tight. It was hard. It was a little bit annoying. But you know what? It didn't matter. It didn't matter, says the Chasam Sofer. This is the avoid the Chasam Sofer and the Maharal tells us. Chasam Sofer, idea number 1, the Mamash, they what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says, it's the Malam in the Tevel. The night, there's no limitations. Or the Maharal says that every Jew is a connected idea. Every Jew is a Kohen Gadol. If every Jew is a Kohen Gadol, the home is Beis HaMikdash. Or we can say Rabbi Goldberg's idea, which is connected over as well, that even if it didn't go to the Malam in the Tevel, just to be together with the family. It might be tight, it might be a little hard, it might be with people that are a little bit, sometimes a little bit difficult. But we don't care about that because to being together in Yerushalayim, being together as a family is number 1. Beautiful idea. Two ideas on Halach Ma'anya. Idea number 7. Before we get to Ma'an Hashan, idea number 7, Kana ben Shoyl. Kana ben Shoyl says the Rav Biederman, according to Tzadikim, that we know that Seder night, it's just not a night of telling the story, but Kana ben Shoyl means that every Jew has the ability to ask. Every Jew is a ben and a bas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kana ben Shoyl means this is a time to daven. This is a time to daven for the hostages. This is a time to daven for the chayalim. This is a time to daven for Eretz Yisrael. This is a time to daven for the Jewish nation. Kan! Right here, says Rav Biederman. Tzadikim revealed to us that just how all these moments right before Ma'an Hashanah, before the son asked the questions, every single son and daughter could turn to the father and ask. Ask for what you want. Khan, right here and right now, the children of Hashem raise their eyes heavenward and ask. It's a time that a child can ask for whatever they need, whatever they long for. But it also, says Rav Biederman, it's especially opportune time to ask for children. Khan ben Shoyl. We could ask for anything and everything. But also, everybody knows people. Everyone knows, and we should never know this, but everyone knows people that struggle with infertility. This is the time to daven for the geula, but specifically, says Rav Biederman, also specifically time to daven for children as well. Idea number 8. Before we get to idea number 8, we'll do a little intro to 8. Ma'an ishtana halayla azeh b'chol halaylos. So I saw from the Sa'as Emes and other tzaddikim says, ma'an ishtana halayla azeh b'chol halaylos. Those just mean, how is this night different? How am I going to be changed? How am I going to be transformed from tonight? How am I going to be a different person from tonight? That's the avoida of Pesach night. I can't just go into the night of being in the Beis HaMikdash and then come and I'm only thinking about the Knicks. I'm not saying I don't think about the Knicks. But at the end of the day, How am I going to be a different person? A little bit more patient, a little more quiet. My davening's got to be a little bit better. My learning, my chesed. I have to be changed. How am I going to be a changed, a transformed person? Good. Now idea number 8. Rav Binyamin writes, so he says a great story. Great story. There was no Seder table, the splendor and majesty of years past alive, only the members of the frail, exhausted people gathered around the corners of the barracks. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about Pesach with the Blush of a Rebbe in Bergen-Belsen in 1944. The Rebbe spoke and spoke, focusing primarily on the few children who were still alive, telling them about our rich history and the wonders of the night. And the Rebbe led them through the Haggadah. And when they reached Manashtana, one of the children recited in the traditional tune. After explaining the meaning of the words, the Rebbe suggested another interpretation. Laila refers to Golos. He explains the blush of a Rebbe. Chametz is inflated and expanded. Chametz is inflated and expanded, while matzah is flat and subdued. We have spent thousands of years in Golos, the Rebbe said. But in every other Golos, there was always a mix, chametz and matzah. Times of good and times of pain. B'chol alelos anu ochlet chametz and matzah. B'laila hazeh kulo matzah. Matzah being an illusion of negativity, or defeat, and lechem oni, and heartbreak. That's our galus. But our people have never been so chowed down as now, so the Rebbe said in Bergen-Belsen. Why is that? Why is this night different from all the other nights? Why are we going through so much pain? Can you imagine the blush of a Rebbe telling this to the 1945 Yidden who are now holding on tight? What's the answer? Why is this galus? Why is the Holocaust different from all other nights? And he said you have to look at the next paragraph in the Haggadah. Avadim Hayinu. And the Rebbe explained that the word Avadim is also the Rashi Tevos, Dove Menisha Avdecha Meshichacha, a reference to the destiny of Malchus Bezavah, the Rav of Mashiach. Every other Golos the Rebbe said on this night in the barracks was just another marker on the long road of history. But this will lead us to the Mashiach Tikkun Times, Mashiach's arrival. The darkest part of the night is just before dawn. And this night is different, he said, because this night will lead to the morning. We know that. That's what Chazal tell us. It's brought down that when Mashiach is born, it's Mamish right before Olos. It's been a lot of night this year, especially Tavshin Pei Dalet, since October 7th. But the Blush of a Rebbe was telling us that the more dark, the darker you see it, then you know the light is so close. We know the dawn, we know that sunrise is so close. The darker the night, the greater the light that it will lead to. Beautiful idea from the Blush of a Rebbe, idea number 9. Idea number 9, Avadim Ayinu Lepara B'Mitzrayim. So we say, Hare anu ubanenu ubnei abanenu mishubadim hainu lepar mitzvah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out, we would still be served and subservient to Paro in Egypt. Says the Chemda Shlomo, not sure who that is, but I saw it in a Likud Sefer here. Incredible interpretation of the word avadim, mishubadim. In the early stages of our enslavement, when we were avadim, we had hopes of redemption. With time, however, we became mishubadim, hopelessly enslaved. We give up hope. Yeish came in. This made Hashem's kindness in redeeming us 210 years later that much greater. And when we're going to talk about our terms, when they made that first deal for the hostages, we thought, okay, you know what, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, we got like 100, 200 of our brothers and sisters back. Okay, the next week it'll come. But now we have all these days, now today is 195, whatever it is. At the end of the day, it seems to be so hopeless. We could give up hope so easily. What's Chemda Shlomo coming to teach us? Your mishubadim, hainu lepar b'mitzrayim. But that made Hashem's kindness even that much greater. It was 9-1 in the ninth inning. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us. And just like He redeemed us then, we bezroh netuyo, with an outstretched arm, so too shall He do now in Tavshin Pei Dalet. Chem Nashama teaches us that even if it looks dark, and even if it looks like there's no hope, yet we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring His kindness now more than ever. Adin number 10. So he said at the end of Avadim Ayinu, "Chamar b'lasaper tzias v'sar ezem mishubach." Anyone who talks about it more and more will be praised and praiseworthy. Rav Biederman wants for us to be able to understand what does this mean. "Chamar b'lasaper tzias v'sar ezem mishubach." What's this lashon of mishubach? He says he points us to a beautiful Torah from the Rabbi of Melech in Parshas Bo. "Man t'saper b'azne b'incha b'incha b'incha." On the Rabbi Melech tells us, Hashem Baruch Hu, His mercy performs a miracle for Klal Yisrael. He takes revenge. That mercy lasts forever. When there are new enemies rising against the Hashem Baruch Hu, the mercy is reawakened, and He acts now as He did then. Haynu, Hashem Baruch Hu brachma oisin nis yisrap ham achas v'noikin hem oivem oisin nis oyer harachim mola fil los bichol dor gishen sreichem inokim eze. You want to know how was Harei Zem Meshubach? Harei Zem Meshubach doesn't just mean it's praiseworthy. It's that the channels are open. The channels of rachim are open. They're open then. And now we have the ability to be able to bring it down now. says the Kiddushas Levi, that these were the words in the Haggadah. Meshubach doesn't just mean praiseworthy, but also improved. When the words of the Haggadah come from the mouths of Klai Yisrael, the letters themselves arouse great chasadim in all the realms, generating wonders and miracles for us. Rabbi Binyamin brings the Rebbe HaMelech and brings the Kiddushas Levi together. He says, when we have that rachamim is channeled the first time in Mitzrayim, now we have the ability to tap in, says the Kiddushas Levi, to tap into the Meshubach. We have the ability it's improved. We have the ability to tap into the chasadim, to tap into the rachamim. No other time in my lifetime do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, and we do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy now more than ever. And then when we say the Chol Marbe Hazer Meshubach, we have to remember, it's not just a nice fancy thing. Chamar ba'arzim meshubach. Chamar ba'arzim meshubach. I saw that the Briscoe Rav, at the end of the Seder, he would tance. There would be a tance. Ha'arzim meshubach. He'd become a different person. And to be aroused and to be able to bring down that rachamim, to bring down the rachamim the entire night. So let's just review these ten ideas. We said we have to prepare the rebbeim said like we're mamish like the Kohen Gadol. But Rabbi Lizer Gelzer got to the Seder and people were talking mundane things. You know what he did? He taught mundane things back. And we have to remember what Rav Kluger told us, that we have to let go, let God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That means that the kids, if the table's not set, and our kids aren't sitting nicely, we're not going to get upset. If you get upset, that you're not leaving. You're back in Mitzrayim. You have to let go. So you have to do our achanas and daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it should go well. But you know, if you have to daven to Hashem, then I should just let it be. Let it be. At the end of the Torah, quotes from the Maharal, Zman Cheresinu. What's Zman Cheresinu? If we're gonna mark the maror, the bitter, how are we marking the cheres? We're marking the cheres by the matzah, by being simple, not needing anything else. Urchat Zimmer Emes. Usually we need Tzur Merav Asatov. How does Kaddish Urchat mean? Because on this night, Rosh Hashanah says, from the Emer Emes, we got to on at such a high level, we don't need to do Sumer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just brings us that holiness, mamish by itself, the Kedusha of the Laila. It's mamish a school of schoolim yuchedis. And then we say from Rav Yossi Zagatitsky Shlita that every single day of Suya, we deserve it, and we work on ourselves to be able to work it back up. The karpas says he's back to idea number four. It's a regular vegetable. Even have mostly sometimes has dirt on it. But this night, it's mamish like a crown prince and princess mamish on the table. Because even when a Jew feels like they're buried, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. No Jew is ever gone. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes back every single yid. Idea number five, we say by Yachatz, why do we hide the Afikomen? We hide the Afikomen knowing that even though we don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now, we don't see his ways, how October 7th could have happened. How are we going to get the rest of the hostages back? How are we going to deal with Iran? How are we going to deal with, and we have so many questions. Like Kudjus Levi says, I have 4 questions, I have 4 million questions. I have 1,200 questions after October 7th. I have 600 something questions about all the Chayim, the soldiers. But we know, we hide it away. We hide it away to know that there will come a day where we're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answers as well. Idea number six, now we start with Magid Halach Ma'ani, Rav Binyamin quotes the Chazam Sofer, the Maharal, the Chazam Sofer, there's no boundaries. How do we have room for everyone? Because there are no boundaries. There are no limitations. That's what the Zohar tells us, that if every single one of us, Ramesh in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Maharal, the Kohen Gadol, that means everything around us is the Beis HaMikdash. We're above time, we're above space. And Rabbi Gober told us, that even if you look at the Mishnah Perikos, no one said, Li Tzara, Li Malkam Hazeh. Yeah, you know what? Let's say it did have the Pashup Shad that there was expanded. But you know what? Maybe it didn't. And yet, we were happy with what we had. Just to be happy with what we had. Just to be happy to be in Yerushalayim. Happy to be together with the family. That's a tremendous idea. The Kana Ben Shoah, idea number seven, Sadiqim say it's a tremendous idea. It's mamish, especially to daven for children. The Kana Ben Shoah, before you get to Manashana, take it to Hillim, to daven for people who are with infertility, to daven for Klai Yisrael, to daven for Eretz Yisrael, to daven for the Chayim, to daven for the hostages. Idea number eight, we said before, the Meister Bergen of Belzer, we said, Manashana, Liza, how am I going to be a changed person? How am I going to be a transformed person for tonight? The Blessed Rebbe told us, Manashana, Liza, why is this love lost longer than other nights? All our nuts had chametz and matzah. We had good chametz was the good. We inflated and the matzah was the hardships. Kula matzah tonight. Why? Because avadim is David ben Isha abdecham eshichacha. We know that Mashiach is coming, mamish, soon, very soon. The darker the night, the darker the light, the greater the light coming. Adina manan lechem neshama avadim ayinu. Avadim ayinu. That in the beginning we had hope, right? Just what we had with the hostages at the beginning, and then happened day after day. Now I saw in the news that Hamas only wants to give 20. How is it going to even work? But we knew that was the kindness was even greater, because it was mamash. We were mamash in the dumps. We had no idea how this we were going to get out of this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, even no one thought it would ever happen then. Just so it happened again now, when we never thought we were able to get out of it. And Rav Biederman, idea number 10, quotes from Chama Arba Azer Meshubach. Anyone who talks about the story, Arizah Meshubach, the Rebbe Melch says HaKadosh Baruch Hu his rachem was already opened up on this night. And when we need that rachem, that is channel that's already there for Isaac to be able to grab onto. That's what the Kedusha Sefer says, Harem is a Meshubach. We're praiseworthy. It's improved. Every single one of us have the ability to tap into that. So leave it there, these ideas, the tzaddikim, and Shiva starts to us from the Holy Land, as the Shem is Baruch.